your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
One little mistake with those buy now, pay later, I feel like it can really damage you.
Hello and welcome to Nation's podcast, Future Rich. I'm your host, Barbara Ginty, and I am very excited to have our credit expert back, Jeannie Kelly. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you.
So I've been hearing a lot of rumblings and reading a lot of articles about buy now, pay later. And then I heard a really interesting tidbit. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I need to reach out to you because I heard that this debt does not show up on your credit report.
I know. This is interesting, right? Buy now, pay later. It makes you feel like it's, I'm dating myself, but like layaway where, but back then you used to leave the items in the store and you could pay how you wanted. And once you paid, you got the item. So it was safer. This reminds me of that, except it does go, well, it depends. There's one creditor, Affirm, which is a lot. And that one does report at the moment on Experian.
Okay. So only one of the credit agencies, not all of them. Okay.
So it does report on Experian at the moment. So it can get you in trouble when it comes to your credit report, when it comes to the Experian. If someone's looking at that report, I have seen things, Barbara, where 14 Affirm accounts, you know, where—
Wait, like, why so many? Oh, is it because it's per item?
Every time they decide to use it, like, oh, let me shop for this. Oh yeah, I want those four broken up payments. Pay those, buy something else, pay those. And so it really can— it's not on your credit, like as a one-time account and you can keep using it. It's not like that. So you have to be really careful when it
comes. So let's just say I go to the store. Peloton is what I used Affirm for. I think that's the only time I did buy now, pay later. Because it was like zero interest. So it was fine. And then I actually got rid of the Peloton and closed that out, but I did not ride the Peloton. So if I did the Peloton and then went to a store and then used Affirm for like new workout clothes to go with the Peloton, let's just say, and then needed spinning shoes. So let's say I went to a different store, used Affirm at that store so that to get the whole thing. I got the bike, now I got the outfit, and now I got shoes. That would be three Affirm accounts on my credit on Experian.
On Experian. So the scary thing about that is, first of all, it's on one credit report. So the scary thing for lenders is they're not seeing where this debt is. And it's a massive amount. You know, I'm not big into the studies to know exact amount of buy now, pay later, but it is massive. And it isn't being reported on most of the credit reports. So it's scary. And that's only one creditor. There's other ones out there. Affirm just happens to be a popular one, and I see it on Experian. So I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but right now it's kind of, like a ghost. People don't know that. So like a lender doesn't know the risk. You could have a large amount of these buy now, pay later. And yes, it's great for the no interest, right? That would be the perk, I guess, and the only perk. Because other than that, the customer service, I have to say, I don't find very helpful. And I try not to talk negative about anything, but I find it very difficult to, if you need a refund, if you need to request something, I find it challenging. That's my personal opinion. And Sue knows the score, who came on my podcast. She was saying in 2024, the research she did, 18% did miss a payment.
So the delinquencies are going up. I think that's why it's getting talked about more, is because I believe over the last 2 to 3 years, the debt of buy now, pay later has doubled. And I think we're starting to see more delinquencies. And so I guess for those listening who don't know what it is, buy now, pay later is essentially an installment loan.
It shows up as a credit, not a loan. It is.
Okay.
So it does show up as revolving.
Revolving debt. Okay. So it shows up as revolving debt. And so I think the reason they're pushing it, or is like when you go to check out, I believe my understanding of it is the retailer is paying a higher processing fee than what they would pay for a credit card, like double. And their argument is, well, if the consumer can't afford it, we're going to give them the means to come in your store and buy, which is why you're going to pay double, because you wouldn't have normally gotten this consumer. And then to the consumer, it's 0% interest, but you have to pay it over 4 payments. It's something like that. Yeah, most times.
I mean, there are some that are longer. You got to pay attention to the fees. What's going to happen if I don't pay it in 4 payments?
Isn't the interest quite high if you don't make up? If you, yes. Okay.
You know, it is, but credit cards have high rates, right? So it's all these high rates. I always say, if you can't, wants versus needs, right? If you can't really afford it, it's better to pay yourself the 4 payments and then buy it when you can. Now, there are the emergencies, right? Where maybe you do need that item and you know you really can pay those 4 payments.
No problem.
I wouldn't want to see 14 of them or a lot of them every year on your credit report, because that's important. Part of your credit score is length of history, and you keep getting new accounts, that's not helping your score.
Right. And then also, wouldn't it affect if it is showing? And isn't there some talk that, so financial services or credit is regulated or partially regulated by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, and there's talk that they might start regulating this a bit more? Because as you said, if it's not showing up or only one company's reporting to one reporting agency, there's a lot of this debt out there that's not showing anywhere. And I have heard the same feedback, which is, you know, with layaway, which I think I've never heard of anyone using recently, but I heard about it back in the day, right? Like for Christmas or holiday shopping, you would go and put it on layaway. And then when you had the money, you'd pick it up. But with this, because you've already taken control over the item, right? You've gotten the item before you've made the payment, before you paid fully on it. The return process can be impossible, right? Or that's where the consumer is having a very hard time.
Yeah, I heard it's very challenging dealing with them. And, you know, if it's, I just find it's a problem, and I stay away from it as a credit expert. That's why I'm saying I'd rather see you using one of your credit cards and paying it off. But then someone, a financial advisor, would say, but there's interest on that. I get it, but there's just so much trouble with some of these for the return. I don't know, for peace of mind, you know, unless they get better at the reporting and better at the customer service and policies and everything like that. So
yeah, I actually think it's a very scary product, because to me, it's a very slippery slope. So if you don't have the money, in my opinion, to pay for it now, how do you know you're going to have the money over the next, let's say, 12 months over those 4 lump sum payments, right? So to me, you would have to already have the money available and choose to take the 0% interest, because you're making 5% on your high yield account. Right. And so it would be strategic. And I also think that it would only be suitable for certain areas of spending. So something that isn't going to depreciate the moment you take it out of the store, like a t-shirt or you know, apparently you can do it on groceries, but you're eating, you no longer have that apple if you pay on credit with the, you know. So to me, it shouldn't be for those purchases. It should be for that, you know, you're buying a couch, you have the money in your savings account, you want to keep it in your savings account, make the 5%, do your payments,
right.
A refrigerator, still have it, right? It's still there, still worth something at the end of this. That's the way.
And it's still a risk though. And again, risk on both sides, because the risk, the lender's not seeing any of this debt. So if you are going, let's say, for a mortgage, that lender, they're doing your debt to income, and they're looking at, again, I'm not a loan officer, but if they're looking at all of the items on your credit report, and they're saying, okay, this is the number, and then there's all this hidden debt.
They don't know about. So therefore, they would approve you for a mortgage that in theory you couldn't afford because there's this debt that they don't see. And I guess you could disclose it and say, I actually owe another $2,000 this year.
Right.
And have your mortgage adjust it down. But that's, you'd have to be pretty proactive to know that they didn't know about it.
Right, exactly. And I think just people aren't aware. I don't think they're aware when they're clicking that button that it's going to go on their credit report at all, that one company that is. And maybe more are going to start reporting. I have no idea, but...
Yeah, what happens then if it hadn't been on your credit report and now let's just say you took out, we'll just be conservative, say you have five different purchases you made and now all of a sudden you didn't have it on your credit report and now... the CFPB comes out and says you have to report it and they all hit your credit report.
I would think that when that's going to happen, it'll just be for the new ones. Probably who signed didn't have that in there. So probably you're good. But just moving forward, think about that. And I've had to help people and totally innocent, like a teenager, the mom says, yeah, go buy this. Use when you're in the cart. Here's my credit card, right? And maybe they're not paying attention. They click the button. And the parents don't even realize. I can't tell you how many people I've helped.
Oh, really?
That they just had no idea. They're like, what? And they don't blame the kid. Like they said, yes, to buy it. Meanwhile, the kid's typing this and has all, you know, because the parent said yes. And I do know they do need to give some certain information, but maybe the mom was just saying, yeah, what? What do you need? Oh.
Not paying attention. Yeah.
And because it has happened, you know, and they click, click, click. And then the parents see something in the inbox to pay and they're like, oh, spam.
Right. You know? Right. Cause I didn't sign up. I didn't actively, cause it is a point of sale purchase. Right. Or like.
Well, purchase. Right. Exactly.
Versus a credit card isn't, well, I mean, I guess at a retail store, like they'd be like, oh, would you like to open a credit card? It's a bit of a more involved process. I do find that the buy now, pay later is a really easy process because it's just a soft credit check. It's not a real credit check where they go through and verify everything.
Right. It is a soft inquiry. So it's not going to hurt your credit score for getting that inquiry if you do get declined, let's say. But when it does hit your credit report, that one on Experian, every time that's a new account and that can, you know, change your length of history. So it's one of those things that I find it risky. And I think it's good to be aware. And a lot of people, every time I say to someone, did you know you had seven of these? Or, hey, you had four, 13. It's never one. Because I
that's
just
interesting.
Yeah, they don't know. And I have to say, when I looked back after I did the podcast, I'm like, let me look up a few of, you know, the reports that I looked at recently. All women. It was all
really?
Women, which I found interesting.
That is interesting. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last 3 years, I've been drinking AG1 every day with no exceptions. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel ready to take on my day. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. With AG1, I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from Whole Foods. I like to think of it as my nutritional insurance. I know I'm covering my nutritional bases from the very start of the day. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/future-rich. That's drinkag1.com/future-rich. Check it out. I did read a statistic that it's 25% of consumers have used it, and that it's the second most used form of debt currently after credit cards. That's, yeah, and I'll link the article. And Americans owe a ton of debt in general. I think we're at $17 trillion now, which is a lot of debt.
Times, you know, because sadly, everything's costing more.
Right.
People are having a really hard time. If they're not getting that second job, if their income is still the same, it's a challenging time.
I know. They keep saying that inflation is getting better. And I'm just wondering, like, do they go to the grocery store? Because I find it still to be all very expensive, like eating out, groceries. And so I can see, and I think that and you probably curious your opinion on this, but what we see with the credit card debt, at least with the people coming on the podcast, is it's not frivolous spending. That's not how they ended up in credit card debt. It's like little, you know, the budget's not quite where it was because of inflation. And so they're going over monthly and gas is more expensive and then a car breaks. And it's like all of these life things that are happening that if you were to look at where they, and then the interest on the credit card, where they accumulate the credit card debt, it wasn't because they like took this glamorous vacation and threw it on a credit card. It's like,
most of the time, that's what I'm seeing as well, you know, and it could be just everything has been the same, except, you know, their incomes, everything, and then everything's costing more. Could be somebody had a baby and okay, they stayed out a little longer or whatever it may be, you know, but yeah, I see the same thing. It's not the vacations. It's not, I mean, there's always some of those, but I'm just saying what I'm seeing mostly is people, they're scared because they're saying, I don't know what to do because my income isn't equaling what our expenses were. And we've always had a fine time with that. And that's where they need to talk to you.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, let's go through your budget and cut some things out.
Yes.
But I think it's a slippery slope with credit cards. And I think it's going to be a very slippery slope with buy now, pay later. And I think this is going to, what I anticipate, not to be pessimistic, but I anticipate that this hasn't come to, isn't under the microscope yet. And I think that as more and more people have incurred credit card debt and now can potentially be approved for buy now, pay later,
right,
and use that in conjunction without the other party really knowing what's happening, to me, it feels like it could get worse. And then what happens if you're delinquent on buy now, pay later? So it doesn't hit your credit report, but...
Right, just the one, right. So then what's happening? So as far as that, are people being very sloppy? And then, you know, the interest now that you passed maybe what you were supposed to pay. And I'm sure that debt that wasn't going to be a lot has now...
Snowballed.
Snowball, totally out of control.
And we're not seeing that yet, but it's the delinquencies are going.
Yeah. So, and again, I think that sometimes people don't realize that number one, it's not the affirm that it's on their credit report that they need to understand. And then the ones that aren't, what are going to be the fees? It's kind of, I mean, not to compare it to a zero balance transfer, right? But the same thing, you really have to pay attention. Like you're thinking, this is great. Right? Buy now, pay later, 0%. Let me do 4 payments. Or, oh, let me have this, move this debt to 0%. That's fine. But what are the fees? If you don't pay in 12 months or what? So you really have to look at all of that and pay attention. And as you know, look at your budget.
Right. Because it can get out of hand really quickly. You miss one payment and then you get 36% interest on that and penalties.
Right. And if your score drops, now let's say at any time, any of your creditors, like credit card companies, they can always review your credit. You know, it says it in the fine print when you're signing it and you're not paying attention, but they can choose to change your terms because your score changed. So if all of a sudden they happen to look and your score dipped down, they could lower your limit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They can do things like that. They could, so because now they're saying, wait, what's, they're protecting themselves and saying, what's going on here? So you really kind of pay attention. And one little mistake with those buy now, pay later, I feel like it can really damage you.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And I think given the fact that, you know, basically 25% of consumers, that's one in four, would be using buy now, pay later, which to me feels like a lot if those statistics are accurate. And obviously it's hard to know, right? It's not reporting. We're not seeing a report on it because they are referring to this as the phantom debt or the ghost debt because it's not really being tracked. And you've also been through this, but usually when things are not tracked, it causes a big problem is what I've seen, right? Like when things aren't being tracked or reported, then sometimes it can get out of hand very quickly because there aren't those consumer protections in place. So I think that's why it's being investigated now to put some more protections in place.
And I think that's great. I applaud that. I hope they work on it quickly.
The problem is the protections usually come either right in advance of the massive problem or right after when they're like, oh yeah, we probably should have allowed you to return that stuff on buy now, pay later. We should have stepped in earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I hope they do it quickly because it can, again, in those terms, like you said, for your situation, you knew you had the money, but you're like, yeah, 4 months, who cares? I'll do it like this, 0%. That made sense, right? But also, did you know that was going to be on your Experian? And if you did, would have you done that? You might have said, will that change my length of history?
Right. Am I going for a mortgage now or I'm looking to get another loan and I don't want to have more outstanding credit than I need to, right? Because that's one of your factors.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it would, I mean, that would at least show up for the debt. If it was a firm, it would be showing up on the credit reports when you were to get a mortgage. So that part, for that reason, it would just be affecting that score though. And for mortgages, you know, they'd be looking at Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. So it would only be affecting one score. And if there's multiple accounts like that, that would be a reason why you'd see that score lower.
Yeah, I think we need to be worried about it. It'll be interesting to see what happens if it gets regulated over the next few months. As you said, usually the regulations take a bit of time.
I know. But when Sue was on my podcast, she did say, they're getting alert to it. People are paying attention. I think a lot of complaints might be going in. So, you know, so that's good.
That is good. Yeah, because that's one of the places you can complain. So if you're listening to this and you have buy now, pay later, and you're having a hard time with the customer service experience or a problem with them, the area you complain to is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Right. Very easy. You can go right on the website and file a complaint and they'll connect with you and see if they can help. But definitely. And I think making them aware of any issues is a great thing.
Right. Because the more they know, the more they can either expedite regulation.
Right.
Or take what's actually happening into account when they're considering how to regulate and when to regulate. And then also curious, what are you seeing? Because I really do think this ties in with the overall credit picture that we're seeing right now. What are you seeing with credit cards and credit card balances and delinquencies and so forth?
Sadly, everything's up. I am seeing more higher credit card debt and more derogatory information. You know, and it's kind of interesting to see that because if you go back a little bit in the credit history in my world, in 2017, 18, they took off public records, tax liens, and judgments off your credit reports. So they used to be on your credit report. The only thing that still is a bankruptcy, but no more tax liens or judgments. So, when all
and can you explain the difference between a tax lien or a judgment?
Right. So, like a tax lien, if you owe money, taxes, and it goes late and they got a lien, that would go in a public record section of your credit report. Also, a judgment, like let's say you didn't pay a major credit card and they decide to get a judgment against you through the courts to get that money that would be on your credit report, but no longer. So in 2017-18, those all disappeared. And then just bankruptcies, that still is part of the public record. So you would think, that was removed. Then in about 18 months ago, medical debt stopped reporting if it was over or if it was under $500. So copays, you know, like the 100, I used to say all the time, $25, $100. Copay.
Yeah, $75. Yeah, like urgent care, $75. Yeah.
Yep, and I used to see those. Well, they stopped reporting them. Anything under $500. Okay, so all right, shouldn't that be saying that you should be seeing a massive increase in scores because we no longer have public record, you know, judgments and taxes.
Which liens or medical.
Now we have no medical under 500. Another thing with medical, just to throw it in there, if there's something over 500, once you pay it, it gets removed, which is a great thing.
Great. Okay?
But those are new changes. So why am I seeing credit not getting tremendously better with the, like, why are the scores not
improving?
Right. I mean, they did improve instantly, of course, when all of that came off. Of course, the scores got better in that moment because all that was gone. But why now fast forward, not to, you know, 18
not that long ago.
Right. And why are scores struggling? So that's what I'm seeing. And I don't like that. You know, we don't like that. This is why we have come on the podcast to talk about trying to get in control of the credit card debt. And of course, your payment history. It's so important. Missing one late payment in the moment, you can work so hard on your credit. You could do so much to say, okay, I paid off all these balances, but then you have one recent late payment and it can drop your score like 75, 100 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
It always feels like when you're in school and you get, you know, you get straight A's and you get that one B and it really tanks your GPA. But then on the flip side, an A doesn't bring it up that much. It's like always on the downside, right? Like, so that one late payment would really take a big effect versus, you know, to bump it up is so much harder, I feel like.
I feel like that too, but that's like anything, right? When it comes to losing weight, it takes, it comes on so fast, but it takes forever.
Takes so much longer.
Yeah. So it's the same thing. And you know, you got to play the credit game. You got to be in it to know, you know, to win at it. And you got to pay attention to what makes up your score and really pay attention to these buy now, pay later.
Yeah, I think this is a good call out for our listeners. So if you're considering buy now, pay later, I would pause and maybe rethink that unless you already have, I think the only way to do it is you already have the money and you'd prefer for it to make 5% over the next 12 months and you get the 0%. But I don't think I would engage in it unless you already have the funds available to do so. And it's strategic because I think a point of sale decision is always a little troubling, right? Because it's very reactive versus proactive. And then at the checkout counter, when people are waiting behind you, are you really reading the terms of engagement? Probably not. You're just scroll. Can you even read it on that little machine? No, you just
click.
Yeah. I think it just says take you to the end. It goes like, there's no way you're reading all of that.
Right. No, I know. And so, yeah, really got to think about that. Well, that's like, I always say, I put things in my cart for 24 hours.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Always do. I mean, unless I definitely know, like, okay,
I need
these pair of pants. I'm going to speak at an event, whatever. I need new pants. But otherwise, I do throw things in the cart. And I'll tell you some good things that happen. One, sometimes I do the next day say, no, delete,
I don't need it.
Delete. The other thing is sometimes leaving it in there, I'll get an email and they'll say, you left something in your cart. You can use this coupon to
sell. Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's happened. And I left something in my cart by accident one time. And it was really a gift I was buying for a bride. And I just left it there. Something happened. And then the next day I was like, oh, I didn't buy that. Oh, now I got a
coupon. Discount.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. But I also think it's like intentionality, right? So like waiting and being like, is this, because I feel like with the social media and like in today's environment, a lot of like impulse decisions, right? Like it's so easy just to be on Instagram or be in a store and like, oh yeah, you don't have to pay for that today. Don't worry about it. Just do it later. Right. Or like click on something on Instagram and buy it immediately. Like everything is so easy these days. And so a little bit, it can be a bit careless, right? Because not everyone really intentionally took out another, I mean, I always thought of buy now, pay later as a loan, but like took out more credit unintentionally, right? Like it was just a reaction like, oh, do you want to not pay for that today? Well, I feel like the natural reaction is like, sure, no, I don't want to pay. Like, yes, I would like the product now. And no, I do not want to pay for it. So that sounds like a no-brainer. And no interest. Okay, cool. Yeah, I won't pay for it. And then you haven't really, like, you don't really have a plan then, right? It was all a reaction.
Yeah, you are right. We should probably like invent something by the car, like have it that you have to download it on your phone and a siren goes off. You know, like really? How are you thinking about your credit right now and your budget? Because
yeah, they make it so easy.
I know. It is. It really is. And listen, I've done it. You know, I always say I got in this credit industry because of all the mistakes I made. And, you know, I had to dig my way out of debt and fix my credit. And so I've been there and no judgment, but it's just making people aware.
Oh, absolutely. And the hard part is like once you're in the credit hole, what I like to call it, it is usually very hard to get out. Like yeah. Once you're in it, because it just is, everything's going against you.
Yeah. You really need someone to help you with a budget when it comes to the credit card debt. You really, you got to go get some help and really figure it out. And I think when you get someone to help you, there's more accountability, right?
It's absolutely. Like, yeah. Someone knows it's happened, right? You had to say, I have a problem, which I think is honestly the first step to be like, this is out of control. The acknowledgement, I think, is step one. And then asking someone for help is important. And also then somebody else knows you have this problem, that things have gotten a little out of hand. And then absolutely that accountability.
Yeah. And showing up saying, no, I will. Okay. You're showing me a way out. Now I have to do it. You know, it doesn't, you know, I find that like anybody, any kind of partner, when it comes to walking, it's great having a walking partner.
Yes.
Show up. You're not going to let your friend stand there at the end of the
day
for you. So same thing with you when it comes to budgets. I think professionally or sitting down with someone who's going to hold you accountable. And this way you can work on it. And it's just so hard. I know these times are so hard. They're hard for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your knowledge about this. This has been something I've been very interested in. As we're reading and hearing more about this phantom debt.
Yes, I know. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And where can our listeners find you?
Okay, so on Instagram, Credit Jeannie, or my website, jeanniekelly.net.
Perfect. Amazing. And for all of our lovely listeners, if you like our show, please share it with a friend. And same for Jeannie. She's a great podcast on all things credit.
Yes, thank you.
Time for our disclaimer. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance references are historical and do not guarantee future results. Make sure that you consult with your own legal, tax, and/or financial advisor before making any decisions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.